best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the coming hour or so, the Supreme Court expected to release its decision on the question of presidential immunity. The case involves former President Trump and the U.S. Capitol riot.
Criminal charges were announced against former President Trump in August of 23 by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. But Trump's lawyers say he's immune from prosecution because he was the president at the time. Last week, the court voted 6-3 to restrict the use of a federal obstruction charge that's been used against hundreds of January 6th defendants, including Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There is no indication, at least publicly, that President Biden plans to drop his re-election bid following his poor performance in the debate with former President Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, a longtime lone voice in the wilderness, France's Conservative Party has taken a commanding lead in the initial round of national elections.
The National Rally leapt into a strong lead on Sunday in France's first round of legislative elections. Polling agencies have projected, bringing the party closer to being able to form a government in round two and dealing a major slap to centrist President Emmanuel Macron.
Correspondent Charles de la Desma says a second decisive round of voting is scheduled for Sunday. Also at SRNNews.com, powerful Hurricane Beryl is bearing down on the Caribbean's Windward Islands, its sights set on Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
We're expecting multiple life-threatening hazards with Beryl as it moves through the Windward Islands. We have the potential for catastrophic wind damage with the eye wall of a major hurricane moving through the area, especially between St. Vincent and Grenada, including the Grenadine.
And that's National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan. This is SRN News. The Christian world is leading the adoption of gay marriage.
In the 20th century, if you had listed the nations where Christianity was most likely to predominate, you would have put the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe at the top. Today, if you look at a map of where same-sex marriage is legal, you will also find the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe topping the list. It's also very prevalent in Latin America, but wide swaths of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East, continue to resist efforts to legalize gay marriage. This despite the fact that Christianity is not influential in several of those regions.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. A bookstore in San Francisco sending boxes of LGBT books to places in the country where they are banned in public schools. Operators of the bookstore started sending the literature in May, mailing over 700 copies to places such as Florida, Texas, and Missouri. This is SRN News. Celebrations turn tragic as Nigeria witnesses a spate of suicide bombings.
At least 18 people have been killed after suspected female suicide bombers targeted several locations in northern Nigeria. Coordinated attacks took place at a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in the northeastern town of Gwoza. The first suicide bomber detonated an explosive device during a marriage celebration, according to a local authority. The authority said that just minutes later, another blast occurred near the general hospital. He added that the third attack at a funeral service was by a female bomber disguised as a mourner. Children and pregnant women were among those killed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Looks like Wall Street may be set to start off the third quarter of the year with gains. The futures in positive territory now. Dow futures are up 77 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 52 points. More details, srnnews.com.